Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Lady was asked by a friend to explain what was meant by devotional reading of the Bible. She answered, "Yesterday morning, I received a letter from one to whom I had given my heart and devoted my life. I freely confess to you that I have read that letter 5 times, neither because I did not understand it at the first reading, nor because I expected to commend myself to the author by frequent reading of his epistle. It was not a question of duty, but simply one of pleasure. I read it because I am devoted to the one who wrote it." To read the Bible with this motive is to read it devotionally. It is indeed a love letter to the one who reads it in that spirit. On the Emmaus Bible Hour, we'd like to encourage you to read the Bible in this way. Reserve a special time each day to pore over its pages. Do so with notebook in hand, and you'll come away with rich treasure. You may recall that we're doing a survey of the Bible at this time, seeking to whet your appetite for this greatest of all books. Our course is titled Summary of the Bible. We're on Lesson 6 and Page 1 for those of you who already have the lesson manual. If you're interested in obtaining this course, our address will be given at the close of the program. Now, the major prophets. First, Isaiah. This great prophet's ministry extended from the last year of the reign of Uzziah, who was also called Azariah, to the end of Hezekiah's reign. And so it was from the last year of Uzziah's to the end of Hezekiah's time on the throne. It was during this very period that the northern kingdom Israel was carried away to Assyria. Judah, too, was being threatened by the Assyrians, but God miraculously delivered them from this foe. Although Isaiah prophesied at times to Israel before her captivity, his message, for the most part, was addressed to the people of Judah. He thundered out against their many sins, particularly the sin of idolatry, and warned them that they would be taken captive by Babylon as a result. Isaiah also wrote of God's judgment on the nations that were enemies of his people, primarily Assyria and Babylonia, but also Moab, Damascus, Egypt, and Tyre. Finally, amid all his messages of denouncement and doom, he had a wonderful message of comfort as he described the coming Messiah, the only hope of the nations. He foretells Christ's birth, life, suffering, death, resurrection, and his still future glorious reign on earth. It is because of these wonderful passages about the Lord Jesus, written some 700 years before his birth, that we speak of Isaiah as the evangelical prophet. Before we go on to Jeremiah, let us pause for some music. This has been just a brief look at Isaiah. We hope you'll become better acquainted. You'll find more about the person and work of Christ in Isaiah than in any other single book in the Old Testament. As the music plays, why not open to Isaiah 53 and meditate? Read it devotionally, over and over again.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're studying together the course Summary of the Bible. And we've just looked at the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. I'd like to mention at this time that on the opposite page from the material we're studying is a chart of the kings and prophets of Isaiah and Jeremiah. This chart is excellent and really helps you see where and when these men lived. This is one of a number of fine charts and maps included in this correspondence course from the Emmaus Bible School. Stay tuned for our address so that you'll be able to get more information on this course, Summary of the Bible. Now, Jeremiah. He is best known as the Weeping Prophet. This is the key to his writings. If we remember this and the reason for his weeping, we shall be able to understand his message. Jeremiah began his ministry to Judah during the reign of Josiah. This was before Israel had fallen to the Assyrians, and not many years before the end of the kingdom of Judah. God revealed to the prophet that Judah's sins would result in that nation's being taken into captivity by the Babylonians and held in exile for 70 years. Jeremiah's sorrowful mission was to announce this fact to his countrymen and to advise them to submit to the Babylonian power. They accused him of being a traitor and made an attack on his life. When Jerusalem finally fell to the foreign invaders, Jeremiah was one of those who was permitted to stay in the homeland while the bulk of the nation was carried away. He now advised the remaining people not to flee to Egypt for help, but they disregarded his counsel and carried him off with them. There the prophet died. The fall of Jerusalem was a time of terrible suffering and anguish. It was this fearful catastrophe that brought forth the Book of Lamentations, a series of tearful laments over the desolation of the city wrung from the heart of the prophet Jeremiah. In addition to predicting the Babylonian captivity, Jeremiah also foresaw the destruction of that empire at the end of 70 years and the return of the Jews to their land. Next, Ezekiel. This prophet, commonly addressed as the Son of Man, was taken to Babylon with a second group of captives 11 years before Jerusalem was destroyed. He ministered to his fellow exiles during the first 27 years of the captivity. They falsely expected to return to Jerusalem soon, but he taught them that they must first return to the Lord. His prophecy is divided into three parts. First, he rehearses the sins of Judah and warns of God's impending judgment in the captivity of the people and the destruction of the capital. This is all vividly announced in unusual visions and symbolic acts. A bright, shining cloud, figure of God's presence, is seen lingering over the temple, then reluctantly departing. This meant that God could no longer dwell among his people because of their sin. His sword of judgment must soon descend on the polluted temple. In the second section, Judah's neighbors are condemned because of their idolatry and their cruel treatment of God's people. These are the Ammonites, Moabites, Edomites, the Philistines, Tyre, Sidon, and Egypt. Finally, in the last portion, Ezekiel tells of the restoration and reunion of the entire nation, both Israel and Judah. When the people repent of their sins, God will put His Holy Spirit within them. The Messiah will come to His people and destroy their last enemies. The temple will be rebuilt, and the glory of the Lord will return to it. These prophecies have not yet been fulfilled, but look forward to Christ's 1,000-year reign on earth, the millennium. Finally, a quick look at Daniel. Among the first group of Jews taken into exile by the Babylonians was a young man named Daniel. He soon arose to a position of prominence in the palace of the king Nebuchadnezzar. There, in the midst of immorality and idolatry, Daniel was characterized by uncompromising purity and fearless devotion to God. During Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Daniel foretold that there would be four successive Gentile world powers, namely Babylonia, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. At the end of the times of the Gentiles, God would set up His kingdom on earth, one that would last forever. Daniel continued to serve in the Babylonian court up to and including the time of Belshazzar. To that king he solemnly announced that the Babylonian Empire was finished, and that the Medes and Persians would now seize the reins of world government. Darius was one of the early Medo-Persian rulers over conquered Babylonia, and it was during his reign that Daniel was cast into the den of lions. However, the prophet's loyalty to God won him divine preservation and a place of leadership in this kingdom also. In his vision of 70 weeks or 490 years, each day counting for a year, Daniel predicted the time that would elapse until the crucifixion of Christ, and then told of a still future period of great tribulation for the Jews before Christ sets up his throne. The last mention of Daniel is during the reign of Cyrus. It was this Persian king who decreed that the Jews could return to their land. And thus Daniel lived through the entire 70-year captivity of Judah. His closing prophecies deal with the time of the end when Antichrist will arise, when Israel's enemies will make their final assault, and when Christ will come to put his foes down and reign at Jerusalem over his restored people. What a great ending. And thus we close our books again. That was Lesson 6 in the course Summary of the Bible. For those of you studying at home, it's time to do the exam over Lessons 5 and 6. To the rest of you, we are anxious to put this set of lessons into your hands. Listen for our address in just a few moments. Next time we're together, we'll be looking at the minor prophets. Why not read ahead and sample some of these short books of the Bible? You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.